Hi and welcome back on the podcast You Can and You Will. I'm your host. I'm Catherine Louise. I'm a business and life coach and communication trainer, and I help women design a life and career they cannot wake up to. Talking about all things self-development, business and success strategies, confidence, time management, and so much more. So if that is something you're interested in, please make sure to subscribe and like this video if you're watching this on YouTube right now, or if you are listening this right now on your favorite podcast platform, please make sure to leave a 5-star review. That will help my podcast so much. And can you actually believe that we are already at episode 78? Yes, I mean it, 78. And I really want to start today's episode, which is called Stop Holding Back Your Success and Overcome Limiting Beliefs. Because most of the times, that is really that one thing, how we self-sabotage. And I really want to start today's episode with a quote from the one and only Gandhi, which goes, "Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny." Do you see how this is all tied together? Because your belief system, what you think or believe to be true or not true, is your current reality. That is your day-to-day life. It is the one thing that actually determines your life, how you live, your lifestyle, your career, and if you believe it or not, even your relationships. Because think about it. Do you believe in relationships to last? Do you actually believe in happy marriages? Or let's be honest right here. Did you grow up with parents fighting all the time and you wouldn't even know how to make a marriage work and thus subconsciously sabotage your relationships? Because if we believe something couldn't work to begin with, your subconscious mind, and remember, your subconscious mind is deciding 95% of your actions. It's like only 5% of everything we do every single day is run by our conscious mind. Just think about it. That is wild. So what do you think? What such a belief, like for example, marriage, they won't work anyways. What do you think how that is going to sabotage your relationship? And obviously, the same goes for your success. If you believe, oh, I'm too old for this, I will never be that excellent, I just don't belong to those kinds of people, to that lifestyle, to that Ferrari, to that whatever, or I will never be able to reach that position. Or how about that? Do you actually believe you would be deserving this kind of success? Because you would be surprised. Most people, the most underlying fear is, I actually don't even deserve that. So now if any of those sound familiar, any of those sentences or similar ones, if those are your thoughts, guess what? You will most likely never even consider taking action against that belief, because in order for that to happen, you would have to understand first that that in fact is a limiting belief and it doesn't have to be that way. Like you can actually change that. That is the very, very first step. I just talked about this on another podcast where I was a guest. And the host was asking me, like, what is the first step? And I said, well, the first step will always have to be realizing that that, in fact, is only a belief. you are not doomed for this, okay? This is only a belief that can be changed. So if you believe that you're not good enough, not smart enough for this, chances are that you will not take that action. Take that action back with confidence and the energy that you would need in order to achieve that success. It's like we have collected over the course of our life so many countless evidences for our beliefs. Because we're so focused on our beliefs, we wouldn't be able to see anything else. Like, how could those beliefs be wrong, right? We wouldn't even challenge them. So, and as we go along, we continue to collect them, which makes them even more difficult to identify and break through. A belief is a thought we continue to think until it becomes a belief. And most of that happens in very early childhood. That's also called early childhood programming. It typically happens in the age from zero, so from our birth up until we're 7 years old. And in order to change them effectively, we actually, quote unquote, only need to change the way we think. Because remember, a belief is a thought we continue to think. But at first, in order to change that belief, we first need to, again, identify them. And how do you do that? So whenever you hit a roadblock, a situation where you know you'd really like to experience or do something else, but your belief is holding you back, that is a limiting belief. And what I mean is, like, when you experience something and it just doesn't sit right, it just does not feel good, you just cannot put your finger on it, but you just, in the inner of your gut, you just know this is wrong. Whenever that happens to you, I need you to write down all of it, like all of it. I don't care if you feel almost scared to write it down, to admit it, if you get those sweaty hands. I really need you to write those down because this is the work we do, right? This is how we break through those. So once you get that started, you will inevitably identify more and more. It's like once you have kicked that process off, you'd be like, oh, that is a limiting belief. And actually realizing them and journaling about it is such a freeing and amazing process. And I highly, highly recommend that to you on a regular basis. But believe me, you're gonna love it. Like, you would really want to do it. So then moving on, once we have identified those limiting beliefs, I want you to take another piece of paper and write down the exact opposite of it, the exact opposite of that belief, a belief that would actually serve and support you in experiencing the success, or honestly, really any outcome that you desire. And I 100% understand that this is very challenging, because that process at first will always feel like you're so lying at yourself. It seriously does. It feels like, come on, who are you trying to fool here? But just trust the process. Trust the process and write it down. So just alone, this process is so powerful and again, very freeing. You're gonna love it. That it will set this whole thought process in motion. It will actually challenge your mind to set your beliefs in question and reconsider them. That's the golden spot. That's what we want. And I understand that this is the exact point where it can get very uncomfortable because you have never been there before. And I need you to understand that. Because when we feel all kinds of emotions we haven't felt before and it doesn't really feel quote unquote comfortable. That's also called get out of your comfort zone. But that's what we want, right? We want that change in order to be happy. And this is just honestly your nervous system calling in because this is new. And speaking about your nervous system, and if you know me, I love working with your nervous system. It's a big one. Another great tip I have, which is also talking about your nervous system, and it's kind of like shocking your nervous system big time, but in a very good way, is get outside of your common and usual surrounding. So get out of the house, get out of your like quote unquote normal space. And no, you don't have to travel for that or go to another city or country or anything extreme. What I mean is just go to a cafe, go to a museum, or just really whatever you love works. Because here's the thing, a completely new environment is challenging your entire system, and it's gonna give you a whole different perspective on your beliefs too. And here's like the golden nugget about this, because working through your belief system in a place where you have never been before will make it so much more easy for you to believe that those new beliefs you're trying to work on are in fact the truth, because your whole system is challenged already. And that is going to make that process so much more easy and fluent. And remember, and I really need you to remember this and why and how this is actually working. A belief is a thought you repetitively think. So in order for this new thought you want to ingrain into your subconscious, remember, 95%, it's so worth it. And you really want this new thought to become your belief, you have to think it over and over again, and then some more. So I really need you to take that list and read it out loud as often as you can. There's something about speaking something out loud that you hear it yourself that does something to your system. So if possible, really read it out loud. And preferably, I would love to do that first thing in the morning and last thing at night, just because that is the moment in time right when we wake up and right before we fall asleep, when we are in our like most receptive state. So now the golden nuggets of wisdom and strategies that will help you design a life you love are as always over at KatherineLouise.com. So hop over there and make sure to subscribe to my email list called Sunday Mail and gain instant access to my powerful audio training. Save 2+ hours this week. Yes, I mean it, and double your productivity. You will also become a Katherine Louise Insider and receive exclusive content, exclusive, and personal updates that I do not share anywhere else. So make sure to subscribe. The link is down below. And as always, remember, you can and will design a life that you love at any moment in time. Thank you so much for listening and for watching, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.